This is Fresh Air. The singer and songwriter Miguel has just released his third album called Wild Heart. He was born in L.A., is still in his 20s, and has cited influences ranging from Prince to Van Morrison. Rock critic Ken Tucker says Wild Heart is Miguel's most ambitious attempt yet to combine a wide variety of pop styles to express his various moods and ideas.
Miguel is a sonic trickster, a musical sleight-of-hand artist who leads you to think he's making one kind of song, only to have it turn out to be something else. Take, for example, A Beautiful Exit, which begins with a snippet from a news report of a crime and a menacing guitar line, but quickly transforms into intense ambivalence. Although the chorus emphasizes the line, "We're gonna die young," the song is more romantic. That die young sentiment ends up reminding you more of a movie star like James Dean than of some urban gangster shootout.
We begin with breaking news here at 5 o'clock.
Miguel sings a number of songs describing Hollywood and Los Angeles, songs about sunny dreams that can go dark. The Valley is a sometimes X-rated composition that, as its title suggests, mentions the porn industry centered in the San Fernando Valley. On the song Leaves, he refers to Sweet California, Sour California. And Miguel takes care to present his hometown of Los Angeles as something more than just the city of dreams or the bleak landscape of a thousand sunshine noir thrillers. You can hear Miguel address the complexity and allure of L.A. in a song such as Hollywood Dreams, with its rock guitar riff and a sly lyric paraphrase of David Bowie's song Heroes. Yeah.
Miguel has coined a term for his mixture of rock, pop, hip-hop, reggae, and funk. He calls it eclectic. He uses this mixture to great effect in a song such as Coffee, which has proven to be this album's early crowd pleaser. It is in part a description of the transition from going to sleep at night to waking up in the morning with someone you're falling in love with. His soft, multi-track vocals have an initially sleepy quality that snaps into alert little descriptions of small talk and the intimacies two people share.
I wish I could paint all of these moments and vibrant. You wordplay turns into gunplay, gunplay turns into pillow talk, pillow talk. Sweet dreams, turn into coffee in the morning. We talk street art.
Miguel's style can sound at different times soothing, seductive, drugged out, sly, blunt, and subtle. He deploys a falsetto croon on a sexy song called Flesh, but switches over to a direct conversational style on the marvelously straightforward Face the Sun, in which he could not make his declaration to a lover more clear. I belong to you, he says emphatically.
I ain't the same, I think you know, but I see your way, I'm gonna go, there's no debate that I belong to you, yeah. Baby, we're the same, you know my flaws, so if I ever stray, you know the cause, but no matter what I do,
not for nothing does Miguel frequently fill his lyrics with references to painting and water. He's making brushstrokes with his melodies, mixing colors and tones. The kind of rhythm and blues he makes throughout this album, Wildheart, is excitingly diverse and vivid.
Ken Tucker is critic at large at Yahoo TV. He reviewed Miguel's new album, Wildheart. Tomorrow on Fresh Air.
All I need is 6 weeks. I need 6 weeks. I'll give you my everything.
That's Jake Gyllenhaal in the new film Southpaw as a boxer who needs to train for a comeback. I'll talk with Gyllenhaal about his movies and about growing up in a movie family. His father is a director, his mother a screenwriter, his sister Maggie is an actress. Jake Gyllenhaal got his first movie role when he was 10. So join us tomorrow. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Sam Brigger, Lauren Krenzel, John Myers, John Sheehan, Heidi Simon, and Teresa Madden. I'm Terry Gross.